share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Update. In a tweet today, Khairi Jamaluddin explained that the Special Committee on COVID-19 Vaccine Supply, JKJAV, has given the green light to commence with the COVID-19 vaccination for adolescents starting today, the 8th of September. In Sarawak, for those aged between 16 to 17 years old and those within the age range of 12 to 15 years old with chronic medical conditions. In the same tweet, he also said that Labuan in the Klang Valley would follow shortly with Pfizer vaccinations. With the COVID-19 vaccination rate increasing nationwide, sectors are starting to open up for fully vaccinated individuals. However, the decision to reopen schools still remains a topic of debate between parents and the Ministry of Education as many worry about the safety of their children. Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin said that the decision on the COVID-19 vaccine administration for school students will be finalized this Thursday, the 9th of September. In a coordination meeting involving the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Education. He also added that when the decision is made, it will be brought to the National Security Council for further action. Barita Harian also reported that aside from administrating vaccines for school students, the meeting will also discuss other proposals regarding the challenges COVID-19 has placed on education and health. For illustration purposes only, he explained this matter to members of the media after reviewing the COVID-19 vaccination outreach program to the residents of Pulau Laripan, Sabah. As for Sarawak recording a new high number for COVID-19 cases at 3,714 2 days ago with the vaccination rate reaching 80%, Khairi said 99% of the cases involved consisted of Category 1 and 2 patients. Only 4 patients are in Categories 3, 4, and 5. This shows that we are in the shifting phase to an endemic. We are going to live with this virus, there is still an infection but the effect is not very bad with cough and mild fever only. Quote, he added that the awareness level on the importance of COVID-19 vaccines among the residents of the island area and the rural areas of Sabah is high based on the response recorded for the COVID-19 vaccine outreach program. Let us know what you think in the comments section. Read also. Mo. Teachers who reject vaccinations will be prohibited from face-to-face teaching. Source. At K. Harry KJ. Twitter source. The Straits Times. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.